The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Also listening to us on 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Welcome to all of our listeners here this morning on Friday, April 25th. Glad to have you on board for the program this morning. And as usual, we have a great program for you. We have Tom Bernard, a president and CEO of Berkshire United Way. And we have Bruce Moran, a letter carrier in Lee and a member of the National Association of Letter Carriers, Branch 286. And we're going to be talking about a few efforts that are happening very shortly here in the community over the next few weeks. The first of which, the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. You might be familiar with that. Occasionally it happens right at the beginning of May, usually the Saturday before Mother's Day, which of course is coming up. I'll remind you right now, Mother's Day coming up. Get going on that right now if you can. But that's a great effort where the letter carriers will collect food, and we'll talk more about that with Bruce in here in just a moment. So let's get to our weather forecast before we do that from the National Weather Service and see what we have in store for us today.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, partly sunny this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid-70s. Light and variable wind, becoming south around 5 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, showers after midnight. Lows in the upper 50s. South wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain near 100%. Saturday, showers. Highs in the upper 60s. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain near 100%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
And I was hearing that the choice of days for the weekend is definitely going to be Sunday. You heard it there on the weather forecast. Going to be wet tomorrow, wet overnight, but a nice day today. So enjoy that while you can. I do want to mention that PCTV and WTBR will be presenting their Eats a Pizza fundraiser event. That's coming up on May 15th at Berkshire Hills Country Club. Some wonderful pizza being provided by Shire Tavern, The Locker Room, KJ Nosh Catering, Porta Via Italian Eatery, Papa John's Pizza, Papa Joe's Ristorante, Zuko's Family Restaurant. The tickets for that, $20 for adults and $10 for age 12 and under. Those tickets in advance available right now at pittsfieldtv.org/pizza. And support for this event comes from Cohen, Kinney, Valicenti, and Cook. We thank them for the support on this. And, of course, putting that big event together is pretty major fundraiser for this organization, for PCTV and WTBR. So we hope you get your tickets to that soon. It's a great event. You never go away from that hungry. It's a lot of fun, lots of people, and lots of pizza. So come on out for May 15th, Eats a Pizza event up at Berkshire Hills Country Club. Okay, welcome again to the program here on Morning Drive, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. And joining me now in the studio, we have Tom Bernard and Bruce Moran. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Good, thanks. And great to have you both here. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
No, it's great to be here.
So, Tom, no stranger to this show. Been on a lot and haven't seen you in a while, though. So good to see you.
Yes, good to see you. Good to see you. We were beforehand talking. Here we are in, WTBR, Pittsfield Community Radio. We got three North Adams boys, reminiscing.
That is true. Yep.
I love coming on. I love the conversation. The great thing is an hour on Morning Drive flies by.
It certainly does.
And we cover a lot of territory.
Yep. Yep. There's a lot to talk about. And, you know, Berkshire United Way always has some good things happening. And we're talking right now with Bruce here in the room about the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. So I think we can get right to that and talk about that a little bit. Bruce, tell us about yourself and how long you've been a letter carrier and how you got involved doing the Stamp Out Drive.
Well, I've been a letter carrier now for 25 years. And you get involved, when you're a letter carrier, it's just part of your job. And that's Saturday before Mother's Day every year. We know that Stamp Out Hunger happens. It's been going on for 33 years now. And I think it's one of the great things that that we do. It's not. It's more sponsored by the United Way and the union. The NALC helps out, and the post office allows us. You know, we work, and while we're working, we're collecting the food and all that. And I think it's a great thing. If you are looking for a good deed to do, it's one of the easiest things you can do. You leave out a non-perishable food product at your mailbox. Leave it out the night before. You know, you canned vegetables, canned fruit, mac and cheese. You know, not glass. We don't usually like glass, but I will take glass. I mean, toothpaste. I've picked up toilet paper. I've picked up potato chips. Wow. Those weren't the best. I don't think they made it through the day. But and the letter carriers will pick it up and collect it. They bring it back to the postal Pittsfield post office locally, and they weigh it just to see how much we collect and all that. But and all the food stays in the local food pantries. It doesn't leave the area. So what you're donating goes to people in your neighborhood. Wow. So I think it's a great thing.
That is a great program. And I never even thought about things like toothpaste or toilet paper, things like that. I guess, you know, certainly think of canned goods and boxed mac and cheese, things like that. Obviously, you want to make sure that things are still fresh, right? That nothing expired, anything like that.
I pick up everything. If they leave it out, I pick it up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes maybe it's not meant to me. Maybe it was meant for the grandma's coming to pick up something for the kids. But if it's near the mirror box on Saturday, May 10th, I'm picking it up.
Put it in a plastic bag or something.
Yeah, you know?
And we have dedicated bags this year. Sometimes you know you've seen those in the past, and and you know we just know a couple things. One, that makes it easy. It's that reminder. Oh, hey, on Saturday I want to leave this out. It makes it easier, I think, for your folks to collect. And the bag, rather than you put it in cardboard or paper, and then you know we have a rainy day. I mean, we're just listening to the weather forecast, and you know a rainy Saturday, and then the letter carriers are trying to pick up a wet paper bag.
I've been there. You do your best, but yes.
But it's a great partnership. Like 33 years, and it is a partnership between the National Association of Letter Carriers and United Ways all over the country.
And that's what I was wondering too. Was it a national thing? It's not just local here.
No, the United States. It's a good thing. I believe everybody would give if they knew. I believe most people with life, it's busy. Yeah. You know, you just forget, oh, darn, I wanted to leave a can of peas out or something. Because we pick up a lot of stuff, and I think we'd pick up more. I just think we're here to get the word out, because I think that's what life is nowadays, knowing, you know.
Right, and I like what you said, Bruce. That you know this is easy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And that's why you know having the reminder, us coming on and getting the word out to you know to the Morning Drive listeners, just to tell them, you know, we're talking about Saturday, May 10th. So you've got, you know, two weeks now to think about it when you're running to the market and you know grab that extra can of tuna, that extra can of peas, a couple boxes of mac and cheese, whatever it is, just be ready, and then
it's coming up fast, and we want to make sure that people remember, and it's easy to remember the way Bruce said it, which is the Saturday before Mother's
Saturday
Day.
Saturday before Mother's
Day. Very easy. That's everybody remembers what Mother's Day is. we hope.
We should. We're in trouble.
So that's great. What a great effort, and like I said, an easy way. And there are volunteers also involved in this effort, right? Because the letter carriers, of course, doing their great work of doing the extra work of bringing this food and bringing it back to the central location, but then that's when sort of the other part of the work goes on,
the distribution.
So how does that work?
I don't know. I'm usually just part of the picking up the food, to be honest with you. I do know that there are volunteers. I think they're mostly usually high school kids. So don't be scared if someone comes to your door that's not in your letter carrier because they're looking for food by mailboxes. So they will sometimes go around and search the area for all that. Yeah, it comes back, and I don't really know, to be honest. It's all, they weigh it, they collect it, and then I think it gets divided out among the local pantries.
Yeah, it's, you know, once it once it gets back to the dock, there's a sorting operation that the volunteers do, and you know, knowing that you have, you know, 7, 8, 12 pantries. Mm-hmm. What I don't know the exact number right now, but you know, and that each of them by the sort of the size of their service. So we know that, like, you know, South Food Pantry being the biggest pantry in Pittsfield will make sure that they get a whole, you know, a lot up in North County. Mm-hmm. You know, Al Nelson Friendship Center Food Pantry is is sort of the recipient, and they do the, after it comes off the dock, they do the sorting and the shelving of it.
Mm-hmm. Is there one in South County as well?
It's in Great Barrington, and I don't have the details, but I know that there is one happening down there through your folks.
In Pittsfield, they all bring the mail. Bring the food to the Pittsfield Post Office. In Lee, I bring it right to our local food pantry because it's a smaller town, and I just bring it there, and the volunteers there stack it, so it actually never leaves Lee.
Okay,
so. But yeah, it's always, I know in Pittsfield, when I used to work in Pittsfield, the food was gone at the end of the day. So I think they're moving it out as quick as they're getting it in. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. No,
and Tom, maybe you can talk to us about the need for this food also, right? Because it's one thing at one end where you're saying, well, I want to do the right thing. I want to put the food out at the curb and the mail carriers, the letter carriers would take care of it. Where is it going and what's it doing?
Yeah. It's meeting a critical need. I think it's not alarmist to say that the alarm bells are ringing in communities across the Berkshires. Mm-hmm. Every time we do something related to food access, what we hear is that the number of people going to the pantries is increasing, and the need is there, and the there's a lot of distribution. I think there's something like, distribution, both in terms of distribution of food and the food sites themselves are distributed. So there's, I think, something like 40 different, you know, pantries, and then 15 or 20 additional meal sites of places where food security work is happening.
Yeah.
And again, one of the biggest being South Food Pantry.
Right.
And what they hear, and I don't know if you've ever talked to Reverend Denton, but he really sees food access as an indicator of other needs, because the person who's coming into the pantry often, you know, if you're hungry, you can go to a pantry. If your rent has gone up, you don't necessarily have a relief for that. If you don't have access to health care, transportation, child care, mental health services. So the food pantries are the places that get a lot of data on need in the community. Mm-hmm. And what we hear is it continues to increase. Mm-hmm.
I was struck by when I interviewed folks that do volunteering for the Thanksgiving Angels effort every year. And that was back in October, early November of last year. And I think I'd done that with them before.
Yeah.
Just the increasing and alarming demand for that with more and more people every year signing up for that. And what a wonderful effort Thanksgiving Angels do to put that together, for example. But this effort, to me, sounds a lot like that, where we're meeting a need in the community here, and individual people right at their mailbox can help with that.
Yeah.
They're pitching in.
I have noticed. I do have the food pantry. Is on my route, and I do have noticed it's every Saturday they can get their food there, and large increase in number of cars waiting than I ever noticed before. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that was COVID or everything or just life, but yeah, it's definitely the need's there. So we're trying to do this and do a good thing and make it as easy as possible.
Yeah. And you know, I think we're going to go into a conversation about volunteer. I don't want to move off of this topic yet, but it's easy, but it's you know, and we want to make it easy for people because we know, you know,
by and large, there's really great people in this community. They want to give back. They want to know how to do it. And so what we want to do is make it as easy as possible for folks who say, I want to help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What can I do to help? And so the food drive becomes this one, the letter carrier's food drive becomes such an important way to make it easy for people.
Yeah, I agree. I believe people want to give and donate and all that. And I just think life gets busy and you forget or you lose track. But because I think most people, if you went up to them right now and said, would you donate? I think they'd find something. Yeah, I really do. And it's life.
And so again, we're giving you 2 weeks notice at Saturday,
yes.
May 10th, the Saturday before Mother's Day.
Well, your mother would want you to leave a can of corn.
Absolutely right, Bruce. Yes.
Mom would want you to. I actually do pick up, to be honest with you, the majority of my food I pick up is elderly people leave out more food.
Is that right?
And I just think that's, you know, young people, it's different. They find their information different places and busier and all that. But elderly, they always remember. The elderly people always remember. Yeah. I don't know if they remember what it was like when they were younger and it was tough and they give. The elderly community always gives. So we should thank them for that. And we're going to try to get this young community to pick up the pace. Yeah,
well, I think it might, you touched on something there. I think it might be a generational thing and that maybe that will come back around. But I know from spending a lot of time with my grandparents who went through the Great Depression and World War II and things like that. And things were different and you managed your home and your the shopping that you did and the things that you bought and, you know, you recycled and you did things differently than sort of, you know, the generation that I grew up with.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people that grew up with those people took a lot of that with them, right? They saw how their elders handled things, and they said, well, you know, it isn't such a crazy idea after all. You know, giving back and doing things like that for people, and then, you know, maybe not just sort of buying things and throwing them away, wasting things. And that generation did not do that at all.
My grandmother could get, I don't know, 6-7 cups out of a tea bag, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I think there's also something, again, not to generalize about generations, but you know, one of the things that we talk about at Berkshire United Way is that collective power, that collective impact. You know, your dollar, my dollar, your dollar allows us to do more than you alone going out and your hour of volunteer labor with however many other people. And I think for folks who have either experienced as some older generations have some tougher times or just folks who have who've done volunteer work more, there is that sense that every little bit helps, and for people who are newer to giving back in the community, you know, there's that sense of like, well, what does one can of corn do? It's like, well, you know what? It does a hell of a lot of good for the person who needs that food pack that they're getting from the pantry, and so you have to think about not just, oh, you know, my small contribution doesn't seem important. It's like, no, every contribution is important, because what you have at the end of that day is, you know, tons of food coming off of the dock or going right from your truck to the pantry, Bruce. And that collective piece is so important.
Yeah, actually, and Bruce, you and I were talking just before we got on air, and I mentioned that when my kids were in high school, they were involved with the volunteering at the back end of that at the Postal Center in Pittsfield, and just, you know, the magnitude of seeing that food come off the trucks, and every truck that came had more, and we had to load it into the carts, and we had to bring it in, and it was getting sorted, and that effort there was just amazing, and that's where I saw that impact that Tom just talked about, right? The one can of corn or the box of mac and cheese or whatever, it doesn't seem like much, but when it gets there, it makes a huge impact.
I've always said if every address I delivered to gave one thing, that would be amazing. You know, just one mac and cheese, one can, and because we'd pick up a lot of food. And it does seem to be in clumps and all that. Mm-hmm. You get some people will give huge bags, you know, and mm-hmm. thank you for that. That's amazing. That's a little heavy, but yes, that's fine. But yeah, and it is. It's so simple, and it's such a good thing. And it is. And I believe it's just a matter of getting the word out, because I believe people would give. I believe more people would give. I just don't believe they know. So we're here to let everybody know.
And let's remind them right now what we're talking about: the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive, which happens here in Pittsfield and all across the country on May 10th. That's the Saturday before Mother's Day, so only about 2 weeks from now. And a good suggestion to go out to the grocery store if you're thinking of it this week or next week and pick up a couple extra cans or boxes of things. Bruce mentioned a couple of other things that I hadn't thought of before, but the letter carriers, Branch 286, which is what Bruce is a member of here, and he is a letter carrier in Lee, but there are people all throughout the county who are participating with this on May 10th.
So. And if you want to leave it out, you know, Wednesday or Thursday next week, we'll pick it up. And you know, if you're going out of town, the day later we'll pick it up too. I mean, that's the day we focus on it. Mm. But if you leave something out, you know, we'll pick it up. So. Yeah.
And if you're just listening and just joining us now, we're talking with Bruce Moran. He's a letter carrier in Lee and a member of the National Association of Letter Carriers, Branch 286. Also, Tom Bernard, the president and CEO of Berkshire United Way. And we've been discussing the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. Let's dovetail that into the thought of Volunteer Month, Tom, because that is coming up as well. And that's a big effort that United Way embarks on every year. And that's coming up at the beginning of May.
It's coming up. We're in it. Yeah,
we're at the doorstep.
We're in it now.
Right?
Yeah.
What's involved with that?
Yeah, let me just tell you. Yeah. But right now, it is actually National Volunteer Week, so we're at the end of National Volunteer Week. So this is a good time to be talking about this, and so what we do is we use that as a platform. To promote volunteerism, to organize some volunteer projects. The timing works out great because this is when Stamp Out Hunger happens, and we promote and we support through projects that we do through our platform, volunteerberkshireuw.com. or you can just go to berkshireunitedway.org and click on the volunteer link. But, you know, as I've shared with you before, Sean, we really maintain the Volunteer Center as a, you know, it's matchmaking. Mm. It's organizations that need people can list their opportunities, and people who are looking for that way to give back can find the thing that interests them and resonates with them. Mm. And we do this throughout the year. And 2 years ago, we were able to partner and help Thanksgiving Angels, for example, do their volunteer recruitment for that unbelievable effort that happens in, you know, November and actually with some work before the actual distribution date as well.
Yeah, that's a big volunteer-heavy
effort,
right?
Yeah. But this year, some of the things we're doing in addition to the Letter Carriers Food Drive is we're doing our United to Feed the Berkshires, our meal packing event, which is on May 3rd. So next Saturday we'll be at the Boys and Girls Club. You know, it's a fun event. We work with the outreach program. They bring the dry goods, and it's you know, you set up the assembly lines, you pack, you seal, you box, and then these ready to eat meals. You know, the oatmeal, the minestrone, the mac and cheese, all of which are protein fortified, are distributed to pantries across the county. So it's volunteer service here in the Berkshires, helping to feed people in the Berkshires. And the thing that I really like about it is there's a little element of competition to it because, you know, organizations, you know, Greylock Federal has come in the past, Adams Community Bank, our friends from Kripalu have been there, Unico shows up, and
another great volunteer organization.
Great volunteer organization. And you know, they just compete to see, you know, who's ahead, how many boxes is this one done, how quick is this line going. So it builds community as you're doing the service of feeding people, again, making volunteerism easy.
Mm-hmm.
That same Saturday, because we never, you know, do things by half measures at Berkshire United Way, we're also doing a shred day.
Ah.
So that'll be in our parking lot down on Clinton Street, Clinton South. We partner with Greylock Federal, and you know, you can bring whatever, you know, old bank receipts, tax statements, you know, signal chat transcripts that you might have.
Do people print those? That'd be very interesting if they did.
No, but
that's like old school, isn't it? If you print out your chats,
or printing out MapQuest.
I've done that, not recently, but I have.
Yeah, no, but you know, whatever it is, you know, those things accumulate, and some of them are secure, and they literally bring the truck.
Hmm.
And, you know, the suggested donation is $5 a box.
We're talking like a banker's box
A banker's box. And it'll just go right into the shredder and get mulched right up instantly. And I'll tell you, you know, I think we start this at you know, 8:39, and the line is through the parking lot, down Clinton, onto Henry Street.
Wow.
An hour beforehand, because people know it, and there's a huge... you know, huge demand. Hmm. But again, it takes a few volunteers, just, you know, traffic control and moving people through. But it goes fast. And
this is a big industrial shredder. Then
It's a truck.
It's a truck.
It's a truck, and it's got the shredder. So they load it in, and it just goes.
Hmm.
Yeah. So it's and I can't remember which. You know, I think it's Pro Shredder is the name of the organization.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and that donation will go toward?
Goes to just general support for Berkshire United Way.
And, mm-hmm. you know, great.
Allows us to, you know, do little things here and there.
Yeah, super. So the meal packing event, if I could go back to that
for a
moment. So the food for that, where is that coming from? How's that being donated?
Yeah, so it's Feeding America. It's called the Outreach Program. They do this all over the country, all over Massachusetts, and they bring everything. So they'll bring, you know, pallets of the protein and boxes of the uncooked pasta and the oats and the, you know, the dried apples, and you set up the assembly line, and it's just a very, you know, scoop of this, scoop of that, put it in, seal, you know, heat seal the bag.
So it's previously been donated, already been committed.
It just
needs to be packed.
It
needs to be then sent out, and then who's consuming that, and how long will it last for?
Yeah, so we're shooting to do 50,000 servings. So each pack is about six servings. So I won't do the math. You know, 8,000 boxes. Mm.
And local people can get that?
And so when we're done, it will go to the, you know, to the local food pantries.
Good.
And you know, like Berkshire Bounty will take stuff down to South County. We'll take, you know, 70, 80 boxes of this stuff to to South, and then just distribute to the different pantries. So it's a project where the work is done here. You know, it's sourced from the outreach program, and they're bringing the product, but the labor and the distribution stays in the Berkshires.
Mm. That sounds like a great thing too.
It's a fun one. You know, I think like anything, you know, I think we've learned that folks like the mac and cheese and the oatmeal and the rice dish wasn't one that you know, so we just select the things that we you know, based on feedback that go well.
And these things all keep a little bit longer also.
They're shelf stable and yeah.
Well, and I think it's also important to note that this is happening in May. So, again, mark your calendars for these things, because it's all coming up very, very quickly.
Yeah.
May 3rd seems to be a big day here with the meal packing event, and that's at the Boys and Girls Club.
It's the Boys and Girls
and
Club.
If people are interested in volunteering on that, what do they do?
Again, BerkshireUnitedWay.org, click the volunteer button, and find United to feed the Berkshires.
Mm.
And you know, you don't need to have a team. You can just, you know, you can just show up.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's a pretty strong Rotary presence this year, because they're having their conference. I'm a member of the club. We're having our conference next weekend as well. So wanting to create a service opportunity for the folks in Rotary, that became part of it as well.
Mm.
And you know, I for all the reasons we talked about a little earlier, you know, the focus on food access and food security is huge right now. And one of the other things that Berkshire United Way does is that collaborating, coordinating, capacity building with our partners in nonprofits, and mm-hmm. we've done it with lots of different groups, and we've launched an initiative in early childhood that have me back, and I'll bring Catherine. We'll go deep on that one. But we're also doing some of the coordination of the food access groups in. Mm-hmm. In Central County, particularly North County, uh-huh. they seem to have their coalition pretty solid. Hmm. I think it's happening in South County, and there was just a feeling that here in Pittsfield, Dalton, it was getting a little a little separate, and so getting folks together to understand, what are the needs, what are the limitations, yeah. and looking at the power of the United Way network, much like we do with the letter carriers. Mm-hmm. Some of my friends in United Way is in the 413, so Northampton, Springfield, we're trying to think about how do we do this regionally and mm-hmm. really talk about what does food security in Western Mass look mm-hmm. like, and using the United Way as the platform to bring mm-hmm. people together.
Sounds like an effort of work smarter, not harder, right? And knowing that everyone wants to work toward this goal, that coordination can be critical to know what everyone is doing and to pull those efforts together. Tom Bernard is my guest here this morning. We're reaching that top of the hour break that we always do. So Tom is the president and CEO of Berkshire United Way, and we also have Bruce Moran here with us, a letter carrier in Lee and a member of the National Association of Letter Carriers, talking about a lot of things happening in the month of May, and we will be back to talk more about that in just a moment on Morning Drive. First, we'll take that break, and we'll be right back. Stick around, and we will be back in a moment. Thanks.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio. 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield. 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com. Pizza Pizza is back. Join PCTV and WTBR for the biggest and tastiest pizza event around, May 15th at Berkshire Hills Country Club on Benedict Road in Pittsfield. Enjoy pizza from Papa John's Pizza, Papa Joe's Restaurante, Zuko's Family Restaurant, and much more. And you get to decide who will win the People's Choice Award. Pizza Pizza at Berkshire Hills Country Club on May 15th. Tickets are $20 for adults and $10 for children 12 and under in advance. Get your tickets now at pittsfieldtv.org/pizza. Support for Pizza Pizza comes from Cohen, Kinney, Valicenti, and Cook.
Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved, or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference.
Join us at the Pittsfield Farmers Market. More than just a place to shop, each month meet your local farmers, artisans, friends, and neighbors. Enjoy the bounty of the Berkshires at a market that's accessible to all shoppers. The market has fresh, local, and seasonal produce, meat, eggs, cheese, baked goods, flowers, artisan goods, and most of all, community. Join us once a month every second Saturday, starting November 9th through April 12th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Zion Church.
Every Sunday night at 10 p.m., something strange happens to the airwaves of WTBR-FM. It's called The Mix. It is an experience like no other on this part of the planet. Witness a collection of fresh and classic beats that are guaranteed to make you move. The best part is, it is mixed completely live, uncut, unedited. So, for an exciting end to the weekend, tune your radio to WTBR-FM Sunday nights from 10 to midnight for The Mix.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the morning drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back to Morning Drive, 89.7 WTBR FM and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Welcome to all of our listeners this morning and viewers if you're watching us on Access Pittsfield Channel 1301 on cable or on PCTV Select, all those ways that you can watch Morning Drive. And, of course, there is a podcast of this program. Did you know that? You could go to WTBRFM.com and find the podcast of Morning Drive. You could also go to PittsfieldTV.org and find the video on demand of this program. All kinds of ways to watch this program. So we appreciate you doing that, listening and watching. It is Friday, April 25th, and my guests this morning are Tom Bernard, the president and CEO of Berkshire United Way, and Bruce Moran, a letter carrier in Lee and a member of the National Association of Letter Carriers, Branch 286. And we've got lots more to talk about with these two gentlemen. Let's first do the weather forecast and find out what's in store for us today. It sounds like a nice day today and maybe at least half of a wet weekend. Let's see what happens. Berkshire
weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, partly sunny with isolated showers this morning, then mostly cloudy this afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. Light and variable wind, becoming south around 5 miles per hour this afternoon. Chance of rain 20%. Tonight, showers after midnight. Lows in the upper 50s. South wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain near 100%. Saturday, showers. Highs in the upper 60s. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain near 100%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, get out and enjoy it today if you can, and maybe early tonight because tomorrow is going to be a wet one, it sounds like. And then maybe Sunday. I was hearing a little cooler but drier on Sunday. So, again, if you're looking to do some outdoor work, some cleanup or whatever, hopefully you got all that done last weekend, but there will be a little bit more time maybe on Sunday to do that before we get into the Mother's Day and the graduation season and everything else coming up, right? Like April just seems to be the calm before the storm, doesn't it?
Did that say 100% chance of rain?
100% chance.
100%. They don't know that.
Give or take.
Come on. Give or take. Come on. Did you say we're at a podcast?
There is a podcast.
I got some dead points today. I'm on a podcast.
That's right.
You're on podcast.
Podcast level. Video on demand.
Yes.
I'm usually just the guy who wears shorts for a living. My son laughs at me for that. Yeah, what kind of grown man wears shorts all day? I said it's the best part of the job. What are you talking about?
And there's always those kids in high school, too, that wear the shorts like all winter long. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was one of those kids.
Yeah.
I was one of those. I think as long as I could, it got cold after a while.
It does.
Up in North County, it gets colder.
Oh, yeah.
I guess the new thing, too, is to not wear like winter coats to school.
Sweatshirts.
What is with that? I'm starting to sound like an old man.
These kids.
My son owns probably 20 or 30 sweatshirts. I don't think he owns a winter coat.
No.
They just do the sweatshirts. You put the hood up. You walk into school. Yeah. Winter coats are not cool.
I've heard that they're designing schools that don't have lockers or not as many lockers as they used to because they don't.
That makes sense.
I don't know.
I
don't get it.
These kids. They're going to get a cold. They're going to get pneumonia. Pleurisy, what's going on?
I do agree with the no lockers thing, because I remember one day my son came home, and I picked up his bag to carry it, and I was like, what do you have in here? Oh, wait. And he said, I have all my books. I was like, why do you have all your books? He said, well, I have to do homework. And I was like, you bring every book home every day? I don't remember. I wasn't a good student, so maybe I don't remember doing that, but every book. So lockers are obsolete, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. All right, commentary on the new generation.
Oh yeah, I know. But kids, put it on your phone. Mark it May 10th on your phone. I know you get an alert on your phone to leave out a can or something. Mac and cheese. They probably won't leave mac and cheese because they know they love mac and cheese. But there's got to be a can of fruits or vegetables somewhere. We can leave one of those out.
That would be something. You did mention that the older population is more likely to leave the stuff out. So how do we reach younger folks to participate and do these kinds of things? And that could tie into other talks about volunteerism, right, Tom?
Yeah. And again, I think there are, you know, there's like the Interact Club at the high school. Mm-hmm. There are, you know, young people. God, this is quality podcast content. a bunch of old guys talking about young people. who are motivated by service, and you know, you talk to, you know, kids, and they're like, well, I'm in this club, and I volunteer here, and so. I'm really hopeful that there is this sense of giving back, and that there's a you know, compassion and empathy, and that by and large, students do see and recognize needs in, you know, the folks that they're in school with, and, mm-hmm. and again, not to generalize, mm-hmm. but I think that when we were coming up, it was easier to be unkind to people who were different, and I think that's shifted, mm-hmm. and there's more compassion, there's mm-hmm. more empathy, and so tapping into that and saying, hey, look, you know, this is your, you know, your classmate who, you know, who may not have a lot. This is the, you know, the folks that you see, or you know, you volunteer, and you know that there's someone on a fixed income, and you know, things are getting more expensive. Mm-hmm. So really trying to tap into that. And you know, I don't know, because I haven't been in a classroom, what civics education looks like right now, although I know there's a push for greater civics education.
Yeah.
But the idea that part of that is giving back. How do you tap into what has been in the history of this country? You know, there have been movements mm-hmm. of empathy, compassion, a lot of them, you know, rooted in religion. But you look at the, you know, the Great Society and the things that happened through Presidents Kennedy and Johnson mm-hmm. to, you know, advance equity, and how do you remind everybody about those things? And I've just gone off on a soapbox. So anyway, the Stamp Out Hunger food drive is May 10th. Yeah. It's an easy way to put this stuff into practice.
Well, and again, we'll talk about volunteers and continue to do that as far as tapping into that theme and that need to give back and to help, right? But sometimes just reaching different demographics, younger people, to get involved and do these things. Maybe we're just, you know, barking up the wrong tree, or not reaching them on the channels that they use the most. I mean, that's got to be part of the conversation, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, I'm not sure that I can say I know what those, you know, what those channels are, or what the best practices are. You know, on the web and on social mm-hmm. media, we have some sense of what drives engagement, mm-hmm. but I don't know, if it's TikTok or Instagram or you know, how do you authentically connect with people and get a message out?
I agree. I think that's the biggest problem. I think is getting the message to the right people in the right places. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to do that, mm-hmm. but yeah, I don't know what, the social media is not my strength. So, you know, And I think that if you can get the message to these young kids, I think there's a lot of good young kids out there. Mm-hmm. There's volunteers in Lee that volunteer cleaning up litter. They have a cleanup day. Mm-hmm. There's always young kids from the high school there. I think kids want to do it. I don't think kids know like where to start and all that. And that's, I think, a good thing. United Way does that. And, you know, mm-hmm. Volunteering, it's simple, it's easy, and it's a good thing.
Yeah. I was just speaking with Rebecca Breen from Downtown Pittsfield Inc. yesterday, actually, on the program. And we were talking about the big
cleanup day
in downtown Pittsfield. And that's, you know, 100, 200 volunteers involved with that. You know, that's not nothing. And each one of those people is doing something. They're doing their part. But the greater good of that is getting something done, right? And that's kind of what the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive is doing, just simply by bringing something down to your post box contributing to that. Your bit, your part is making that greater effort that you only see at the end of the process. Yeah. Maybe you don't see it at your mailbox.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know, it's a simple thing and it's easy and it goes to people that need it, and those food pantries are amazing. They know how to distribute it. You know, it goes in the right place where it needs to go. And it's all about right place, right time, and getting everybody to know.
And the Berkshire United Way also supports the other end, which is the food pantries and the social service agencies that are helping folks in need, right? I mean, that's the other big end of this, Tom.
Yeah. We're putting, upwards of $1 million a year into 25, 26 agencies, organizations that are doing phenomenal work. It's the early childhood. It's the programs that create economic opportunity for youth. So the school and career readiness. Mm-hmm. It's things that support household stability. So the Money School program at Elizabeth Freeman is a great example of that. Just mm-hmm. one that we're really proud of. Or we've talked about Vita in the past, mm-hmm. and putting money back into people's pockets.
Yeah, we just got through that tax season, didn't we?
Just got through that mm-hmm. tax season, and then knowing that mental health is an issue in so many places, that how do we support that and those needs. But I want to stay on volunteer for a second, because you said something really important in talking about the citywide cleanup, and mm-hmm. it's something that we know when we look collectively at the volunteer work that happens through Berkshire United Way, through our projects, through our site, there's an economic value to that, right? They set the value of a volunteer hour. I think it's like $32, $33 an hour. And when you take all of that time and you put it in, we see over $250,000 a year in service happening. So you think about that day and those couple hundred people that are helping Rebecca, and then you think about, if we were cleaning up the city of Pittsfield and we didn't have volunteers, that labor is coming at a cost.
Sure.
Or the work doesn't get done.
Which also has an economic impact, right? As we see, if the quality of the infrastructure or the streets or whatever deteriorates, what does that mean to people? That means they think less of the place, that maybe someone looking to invest or start a business doesn't do it because of the way things look or whatever. Every little bit helps, right?
Sends a message, yeah.
Yeah, that should be great, because I do think you just picking up the litter. I mean, when you see 200 people going to pick up a lot of litter, that's a good thing. That's good for the area, yeah.
And that, follows along with the folks who do the annual cleanup of, let's say, Springside Park.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The people that do a cleanup of the Housatonic River. And, I talk to people who've pulled all kinds of things out of the river. It's terrible that it even ends up in there. But, that's what happens. Mm-hmm. And, without that volunteer effort that Tom was just talking about, for efforts like that, whether they're related or not to the United Way, but it's happening throughout the community, and each one of those efforts is very critical.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to happen through Berkshire United Way. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to happen through any organization. If you've got two or three friends and neighbors and you look around your neighborhood and say, boy, what are you doing on Saturday, or maybe Sunday this week, because it's going to rain on Saturday.
100% chance.
100% chance of rain.
That's what the computer voice told us. That's what the computer voice told us.
But those are powerful, and they go often unsung, and they go unrecognized, they don't have to be recognized. You see the difference. You notice when those things have happened. So
makes a difference.
And then, it's a good deed. Feels good to do a good deed.
Yeah.
Tom Bernard is my guest here along with Bruce Moran this morning. Tom is the president and CEO of Berkshire United Way. Bruce Moran is a letter carrier based out of Lee, but a member of the National Association of Letter Carriers, Branch 286. And just a reminder for folks, a couple of things on the calendar you should remind yourself of, that the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive happening on Saturday, May 10th. That's the Saturday right before Mother's Day. And that's when you can leave some dry food goods or other toiletries, maybe?
I picked up toothpaste, toilet paper. Yeah.
Personal care.
Yeah. Personal care items. Yeah. Any of those things go. The letter carriers will pick it up, bring it to distribution, and then it will get to the folks in need at food pantries and other places here in Berkshire County. So it's a great effort. All you have to do is think about it ahead of time and then drop it out in a bag. Where you mentioned the bags. Where do people get the? Are there special bags? They don't have to use special.
No, they don't have to use special. I believe you're distributing them.
We used to. A couple years ago, we had the bags that said United Way on them.
Yeah, so we ordered the bags. I think that they went to.
Yeah.
They
usually go to Pittsfield first, the biggest.
Yeah, I think Amy.
Yeah, Amy.
I think Amy's
Brio
got them.
Doing a wonderful job.
Yeah,
yep.
and is going to get those around to folks. Yep. And
if you don't have a bag.
Oh God, you don't need a bag. It's just the bag comes a couple days earlier, and it's it's that one more reminder.
You usually get the postcard usually Tuesday or Wednesday before. They give you a little postcard reminding you.
Okay.
And then the bag does usually come another day. Sometimes it comes with the postcard.
Yeah.
Sometimes it comes a day or two later. But yes. Yeah. Yeah. And just put your non-perishable food product in there, and we'll bring it up and collect it and get it where it needs to go.
Good reminders of things to be able to take care of that on Saturday, May 10th, and then actually a week before that on May 3rd, a couple of big items that the United Way has going, a meal packing event at the Boys and Girls Club that you can volunteer for if you'd like, and that also goes to help people in need. And then there's a shred day.
A shred day.
It's the same day, May 3rd, happening at the parking lot just off of South Street behind the United Way, right?
South and Clinton. Yep.
South and Clinton. Yep. And then there's something else which we haven't even talked about yet, which is happening tomorrow.
I know. We just worked backwards from May 10th to May 3rd. Now we're up to...
Follow the logic here somehow.
Yeah. So tomorrow, 11 to 4 at the Stationery Factory is the Berkshire Baby Bonanza.
Mm.
Previously, or in past, it's been called like the community baby shower. Mm-hmm. So this is for, parents, caregivers, who may be expecting, folks who have infants, and it's a resource fair. The thing we've got, upwards of 35, 40 partner organizations, mm-hmm. Nonprofits, there to. Share, promote their services, introduce what they offer so folks know. Because again, we talked about hunger. When you're a new parent, you need all the help you can get, all the support. And we talked about what you know and what you don't know. You don't always know what supports are out there or where to turn or you might not know that there's early intervention supports or
How about things like nursing, breastfeeding?
Yeah, Berkshire Nursing Families. Mm-hmm. I think WIC will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the other thing is, if you're interested, I've seen the swag bags, and there's but there's a lot. We received a lot of donated items, and so this is something that.
And this is a family-friendly, kid-friendly.
Family-friendly, kid-friendly. Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's we're a couple of weeks out from Mother's Day, but it's not just a mother thing. The dads are dads are welcome too.
Right.
But it's just a chance to show some support, do some passive community education.
Mm-hmm.
You end up at the end of it with a bag of flyers or cards or resource information. Mm-hmm. You might not know when you're going to need it, but even if that bag gets chucked in a closet and then you remember at some point, oh wait, I think mm-hmm. I need to I need those early intervention services or whatever the support is. You can do that. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of our early childhood partners are there. So, whether it's access to care or support, it's all going to be there.
Yeah. And I think it's one of those things where, you don't necessarily, you're not in that headspace until you are. right? When if you're just starting to think about having a family, or maybe you're starting to get into that, you start to look around for where those resources are for kids, for babies, for nursing, for all the other things, childcare. I mean, all that stuff, and maybe you hadn't focused on that before, right? Now all of a sudden it's like, no, I've got to know where these things are, and that event, the Berkshire Baby Bonanza, is probably a really good place to start with that.
Just connecting people to services. And we know that not everyone is going to need that full menu, but there are going to be people who might need 2, 3, 4 of those things, and they might come away, you know, just learning more about the community and what's available to support them.
I think most important job in the world is being a parent, a good parent. I also think it's the most difficult job in the world, to be honest with you, because it's just, you know, when babies are tough. They used to laugh at me when I took my son, me and my wife would take him to the doctors, and the doctor would be like, you're holding him like a bomb. Why are you so afraid of him? I said, he's like 6 months old. What do you mean? I'm terrified of him. And it's scary being a new parent, you know, and it's important. And I think that's a great thing to give people access. Yeah. Just to talk to other people, you know, and talk about, you know, the little tips. There's tips with kids just like anything else. So that's a very important thing.
Yeah, they don't make instruction manuals,
no,
as we know.
No.
But this is one of the, you know, it's sort of like self-taught in a lot of ways.
I think it's more trial and error. It's more, see what works. And I'm glad my son's older, because those kids, I was glad when he turned like one. You know, and I could actually kind of, you know, walk him, hold his hand, and kind of talk to him. But those infants they're terrifying to me. I'm sorry, they're just, I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know what they're going to do. And, they're cute to look at, but I just, yes.
But knowing that there's support out there.
That's it, right?
That's the real key. Finding it can be scary.
Yeah. Oh.
And that's the thing, is that knowing that there are services, there are support, there are other people going through the same thing. And maybe, you know, and what are the times of the Berkshire Baby Bonanza, Tom?
11 to 4.
Okay, and that's at the stationery factory.
At the stationery factory, yeah.
And it's a free event, right? So you don't have to pre-register. You can just show up.
You just show up, yep. So I just...
And also good for grandparents, I would think, also.
Grandparents, you know, and that's something in the Berkshires we know, and not just the Berkshires, but there are a lot of grandparents raising grandchildren in this community for all kinds of reasons.
Yep.
And that's another kind of needed support network. That's another area where folks are... it's a special and it's a different kind of relationship, because you're at a different stage in life when you're when you're doing that.
Yeah.
And
But they need support as well.
They need support.
Even though they've been through it once
already, they might be
veterans. They might not have the instruction manual, but they sort of know what's going on. But at the same time, it's like, no, I still need the support.
Yeah, the grandparents. I spent a lot of time with my grandparents growing up, and they were tremendous. So I do think they've been there, done that, and it's a different... Times, you know, different people with grandkids. I think it's a good thing. I think, you know, older generation, it's good to spend time with the young generation.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So once again, the Berkshire Baby Bonanza, that's happening tomorrow. That's April 27th. No, 26th.
26th.
Let me get that right. April 26th, tomorrow, Saturday, 11 to 4 at the Stationery Factory in Dalton. And a free event, but lots of great resources available.
Sorry, I misspoke. 11 to 2.
Oh, sorry, 11 to 2.
Right.
All right,
This is the problem. I keep my phone in military time, so I had the 4, you know, from 1400. It's like 11 to 2. Yeah, sorry. Didn't want people showing up at 3 and going. Sorry.
But still, you can get a lot done in them.
You can get
a
lot done
in those
3 hours.
And how many different service vendors, people, as you said, about 30 something?
30 plus,
that's good.
Yeah.
Great. And the stationery factory is a great place to have that too, because lots of space there for tables and people to walk. And
it will be a full house. It'll be a good opportunity for people to learn and find out. And just to bring this all full circle, we at Berkshire United Way, who are the organizers of it this year, could not have done this without volunteer support. Mm-hmm. So, certainly the organizations are volunteering their time. There's a benefit to them to introduce their services.
Right.
But, you know, doing the setup, packing those gift bags, helping us do everything that we need to do to organize a successful event. Mm-hmm.
And I would say, just toss in a little opinion here, that when you are supporting the Berkshire United Way, you're supporting all the things that we've talked about here on the show today, right?
Absolutely.
That's the foundation of all of this. So as we're talking about the great things that happen, certainly the letter carriers are a huge help to this as well, doing this every single year and bringing in all the needed food for the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. The meal packing event, again, going to needy people and families, the baby bonanza. I mean, all these things. We haven't really even scratched the surface of the things the Berkshire United Way does.
Absolutely. And these are the, you know, almost in some ways the add-ons, you know, not, you know, because the, you know, the work that we do with our partners, the work that we do with direct investment, the work we do with, you know, advocacy, the work that we do being part of a system of 14 United Ways in Massachusetts and trying to build, you know, build the statewide picture of what it means to support United Ways across the state and the difference we make here. It's volunteer. It's being the trusted stewards of people's donations. And again, that brings you back to collective impact. You know, we can effectively, you know, aggregate and distribute dollars. We add value to our partners just because we're professional. We're above they're professional, but we have a perspective, I should say, that's above the day-to-day that they're working on, and we're able to bring them together.
And I would say, if you you know, with everything going on in the news these days, if you feel powerless, that you can't actually get something done, you can feel that power of the collective spirit, right, of putting something together that everybody can contribute to and make a larger impact. So Bruce Moran from Lee, a member of the Branch 286 National Association of Letter Carriers, thank you again for coming on today and talking about Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive, happening on Saturday, May 10th. Remember to get that food. Tom Bernard, President and CEO of the United Way of Berkshire County, Berkshire United Way.
Berkshire United Way.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean, folks.
Thanks,
and,
Bruce.
Thank you, John.
Enjoy the weekend, everybody, and try and avoid the raindrops tomorrow.
100% chance of rain.
That's what we hear.
I want to get that on a T-shirt.
And check out the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.